This is Caveman Corner with Sean Stiers and Dean Huppert, presented by Midland Engineering, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. Caveman Corner, also sponsored by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, the School City of Mishawaka, Monterey Mexican Grill, Kevin Putt's First Midwest Mortgage, Bethel University Athletics, Trackside Fine Food and Spirits, and InRugCo.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dean Huppert, Director of Athletics at Mishawaka High School. I'm pleased to have Caveman Corner tonight. Sean Stiers has the evening off from Caveman's Corner, but he's actually working with the Notre Dame women's basketball team tonight. So he's got all kinds of responsibilities. We appreciate his Friday night coverage along with Vince D'Addario. And the great thing is he's got another game to call this Friday night, 7:30, Mishawaka versus Michigan City. It's at Steel Stadium for the sectional championship. You can hear that game live on 96.1 FM WSBT. Tonight we've got a great crew with us. We're going to start with Kyle Shaw, the assistant coach for the Mishawaka football team. And a little bit later, we'll be talking to Steve Sandifer, the head wrestling coach, as they started practice today. And the excitement in the building, just contagious today. It's that transition time right now between girls basketball, boys basketball, wrestling, boys and girls swimming just starting, and our football teams continuing to play. So now joining us, Kyle Shaw, assistant football coach at Mishawaka High School. Kyle, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, Dean. How are you?
Doing great. You know, this is the time of year when there's a little nip in the air. You've got the trees turning. And I always look out there on the north end of the end zone. And when that tree's turning and you guys are practicing, it just makes your heart feel good because you know you've accomplished something pretty special.
Yeah, it's always a fun thing to practice into November. And, you know, when the sun starts going down late at night, you got to turn the lights on to get a practice in. So it's a fun time to be in the season.
Well, you know, this weekend's going to be a challenge, but we got to go back to last Friday night. This week, we're going to take on 7-3 Michigan City. But last Friday night, we took on Concord. It was the sectional semifinal game. Concord knocked us off, and it was one of those big games for the conference championship earlier in the year, September 24th. But you guys came out on fire. You must have really been proud of your offense Friday night. I don't think there was any doubt when you won the flip that you were going to take the ball and see what you could do with it to set the tone.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to get some vindication for sure. First time that we played them, we turned the ball over three times. And, you know, we had a good plan, but didn't execute real well, so we weren't real happy about what we had done that week. So to come back with another good plan and you know, Concord's so well coached defensively that you can pretty much tell what they're going to do because they are so well coached. And so it makes it a fun challenge to be able to come up with a game plan for our kids and give them something that they're confident in that they can execute. And you know, they did that early on and it was just a fun night.
Well, we had a little pressure on our quarterback last week. I don't know how many times I heard last week that, yeah, we lost to Concord, but Justin's back. And, of course, Justin Fisher was unable to play because of an injury that first game. And of course, he's been back for a few weeks now. But how did he handle that? And going into that sectional championship game when there was so much swirling, you could tell that he had a lot of emotion pent up after the first long run that he had on the first play from scrimmage. And I have a feeling you had a play in mind that you guys had practiced over and over, and it worked that first play to really set the tone for the game.
Yeah. So first of all, he was very excited to get back and play. He had kind of marked that on the calendar, you know, when we had lost the first time around. So he was rip roaring and ready to go. The Concord student section was doing a pretty good job of talking to him during pregame, so that wound him up a little bit more. He's a very competitive kid. On Tuesday, we were in practice, and, you know, we were running our half-line drill. It wasn't looking very good, and, you know, we kind of stopped for a second, regrouped a little bit, and kind of came up with an idea kind of right there on the spot. We didn't even really have a name for it yet. And it was nothing that we had done offensively up to that point. And it was very specific to what Concord does defensively. And, you know, we kind of went down the line, hey, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. Let's see it, run the play. And they ran a play one time, and we were like, wow, that's the answer. That's the answer to get Justin the ball running downhill. And that was the first play that we led with. you know, on Friday night. It went for about 50 yards, and from that point, I think we kind of had them on their heels, and they were backpedaling a little bit. So it was good for us.
You know, players love to play on Friday nights. They love the game, but coaches love to coach. And I think a lot of that gratification has to come just because you see the improvement. If you can see that growth from game one to the playoffs and see your kids grow and become better, maybe understand the game, maybe they're out there just playing a game. But then when they start playing football and the light turns on, talk about that in this group. Coach Kinder talks a lot about having guys who are mature, who love to play the game, not to mention the family aspect, but it just seems like this group loves to learn the game, and you got to feel very fortunate when you're out there in practice and do see those lights turn on.
Yeah, that's partly what makes this game so special in high school football, is just the nature of it. You know, it's a journey from day one to the end of the season, the culmination of that, and really kind of what you can get out of kids and see them grow, you know, from the scrimmage to now, what they're capable of doing, watch their confidence level grow. Specifically, our fullback, Chase Gooden, you know, we've just seen his confidence grow by leaps and bounds really over like the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, he's really come on lately, and we've needed him to. He's just so much more confident now than he was a few weeks ago, and you can see it grow game by game. And he's really ripped off some big ones the last few weeks.
Yeah, he almost went for 200 yards last week. I believe it was 3 touchdowns. And the great thing when we talked to him after the game was how he was just complimenting the offensive line and his teammates and saying that, you know, we've grown up together and, you know, it's special for these guys. There was a guy who had one of those nights where he really could have pointed towards himself and said, me, but everything was us and we want to play this. And I'm so proud of these guys. You've got to love that about this team, that they don't care who gets the credit. As long as Friday night, the coaches are happy and they can celebrate in the locker room and you guys have a happy bus ride home.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody's bought into kind of the team concept, team nature, family concept and that kind of stuff. And it's fun to see kids grow out of that too. I'm not necessarily sure that Chase himself would have been that way last year as a sophomore, or maybe even this year, beginning the year as a junior. So to see that transition, you know, in addition to his physical skills, it's just a really cool thing to witness.
Yeah, Coach, if you could go back just to your upbringing, I know your dad was a huge influence, and talk about his coaching style, maybe where you came from and what you saw as a kid. And listeners, I'm talking to Kyle Shaw, assistant coach for Mishawaka football, and his dad, Scott, was a Hall of Famer, a great coach in Michigan, and then came down to Elkhart Memorial. But talk about that, just growing up being a coach's kid.
Well, yeah, that's all I ever knew. You know, from the moment I came out, I was the son of a head coach. So it was a fun life to grow up in. I was always around the game. I spent my afternoons at practices. I was the water boy. I was the ball boy. You know, all the way up into middle school when I was a freshman, and then I was on the sideline all of a sudden. And, you know, those were some really fun years, just to be around the game and the guys. And to grow up in that environment, and being a water boy was really cool too. Even though I didn't always behave appropriately in that role, but you know, it was a fun time. And what was really cool this year, so you know, my dad moved down to Indiana a few years ago to be around the grandkids and that kind of stuff, and got a job at Memorial, and first at Fort Wayne Wayne and then Memorial and then now at Niles, but he's still in the area. But they just went to Flexbone at Niles this year. So for all the years of me growing up where I got to witness him, you know, being this legendary figure.
Right.
And now this year they go Flexbone, which I've been doing for the last 13 years, and I got to actually have him over this summer and clinic him on something. So that was really cool and unique thing for me this summer. And so they ran the Flexbone this year.
Yeah, great, great story. And Scott Shaw, some people may recognize the name, Mishawaka graduate, and he was on a pretty legendary team at Mishawaka.
Yeah, 1974 state runner-up. Yep, they lost to Washington High School, I believe, in 1974.
Yeah, down in Indianapolis, Bill Dobo is coaching that team, and some great guys there. Hey, you guys have a huge game coming up this week. 8-2 Mishawaka, 7-3 Michigan City. The Wolves have three losses, but when you look at Chesterton, Valparaiso, and Maryville, some tough teams, and they've won five in a row, playing really good. Last week they beat South Bend Adams 42-0. The week before, Crown Point 41-28. This is a team who's played some big schools, and you know that their lines are going to be very, very good. A huge challenge for Mishawaka at Steel Stadium, 7:30 Friday night.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to pose a major challenge for us. They're very fast, very speedy on the back end. You know, they've got some guys that can make you pay, you know, if you're out of position. And they're also very well coached. Their defensive coordinator was a head coach for many, many years, Roy Richards. And then Phil Mason, their head coach, has been all over the place, won a ton of games. And, you know, it'll be a challenge for us, but I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, we've got about a minute left here. I just want to give you a chance to talk about your coaching staff. And I know you have a great appreciation for your head coach, Keith Kinder, and the relationship you guys have. But when you see these coaches, folks, when they're out there at practice, they're smiling, they're laughing, they have the inside jokes, and it's almost like you have a look to each other where you know what's happening before it even happens. And there's got to be a lot of comfort in that it's not only coaching football, but it's a family atmosphere that you guys appreciate and respect each other.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We on the staff are our best friends. I mean, we are each other's best friends, both in the football season and, you know, when the season ends. So, you know, having that camaraderie and having this thing that we all love that we can all share with each other and grow with each other. I mean, most of us are, you know, not too old right now, so we're going to grow up together, and our kids are going to grow up together, you know, doing this thing that we love doing. It's a special thing.
And finally, if there's something, maybe a message that you want to give to the fans or the parents or your players for this Friday night, it's going to be cold. It's playoff football. We've got it at home. But you understand, maybe not everybody does, the feeling you get when you're able to hold up a sectional trophy. And these kids are not only doing it for themselves, but they're doing it for the community, for Mishawaka and for the high school and for their families. That picture, if they can do that this Friday night, is so special.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say come out to the game, be loud, be there, be a part of what these kids, you know, are working towards. It means a ton to these kids. See the stands fill, and hopefully we'll get it done. It'd be a good time.
All right, we appreciate your time, and we do want all the Mishawaka fans to be out there and have that opportunity. This is a special team to watch, and to be able to see it at Steel Stadium on Friday night. I know there's a lot of people looking forward to it. We'll get the blankets out. We'll have the heaters on the sideline, and it'll be on fire on the football field. We appreciate you joining us, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Kyle Shaw, assistant coach for the Mishawaka football team. Huge game Friday night. Sectional championship game, Mishawaka versus Michigan City at Steel Stadium, 7:30 kickoff. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you can hear all the action on 96.1, or you can watch it live and take your ear pods and listen to the game while you're there. We're going to come back right after this break and talk to Steve Sandifer, the head wrestling coach of Mishawaka. They had their first practice today. We're going to see how the Cavemen are this year, and Coach is going to tell us about the excitement of Mishawaka wrestling. You're listening to Cavemen Corner right here on WSBT. Hey, welcome back to Cavemen Corner. Right now, I'm joined by head wrestling coach for Mishawaka High School, Steve Sandifer. And, Coach, how are you doing today? Boy, when you walked in the office this afternoon, I could just see the smile and feel the excitement. Wrestling season must be coming up, huh?
Oh, yeah, we're really excited. Thanks for having me on tonight. But even just being in the school, I could feel the energy. The guys were excited. I know we still have quite a few guys playing football right now, and wish the football team the best of luck this week. But the room was full. The coaches were excited. The kids were excited. And it was great to be back.
You know, Coach, you bring up a great point. I'm so proud of the coaches, how supportive they are for each sport. It was great on Friday when Ryan Hoopengarner left for state, and we've got to give him a shout out. He, the cross country. senior and ran 72nd at the state finals, qualified for state, and to see other athletes out there supporting him on his send-off. And you felt that before, too, at some of your big wrestling matches where other coaches, other athletes, it's one of those schools where people cheer for each other.
Oh, definitely. It's really a special community growing up and seeing all these different teams do well. And like, even when I was in school, having our little send off with, we had police, the fire station, everybody was down. The school was out. Our friends were out. Our family was all out there. And, it's a real special place.
Yeah. And talk about just the wrestling tradition, down in the wrestling room. You see all the different state champions, starting with Henry Wilk, and you hear the name Al Smith, and coach is still down in the room helping you guys out. But you've been part of that tradition as a two-time state champ yourself. And also just the memories that you have as a fan, probably growing up, and then as a wrestling coach, now being able to create those memories for kids, you must mm-hmm. walk into that room sometimes and say, you know what, this is a big responsibility, but I'm glad it's me right now leading this program.
It's definitely been a lot of fun leading the program, but to kind of speak on what it's like to grow up looking at the Mishawaka tradition. I grew up across town in black and gold, but now I was always a big fan of the Mishawaka wrestling program, just the rich history. All the great athletes, the state championship teams, all the guys who had wrestled under the lights and under the on the podium, seeing all the names on the wall when you walk in the room, there's so much rich history and greatness. And a young wrestler can only dream to be putting their name up on the wall or hanging their picture up on the wall or hanging up their team state championship banner, their picture up on the wall. It's really awesome to now be able to lead the program and just kind of help those kids achieve their dreams, just like I was when I was a kid.
You know, we've got 19 varsity sports, cheerleading, and we take pride in every one of those sports. But every now and then you'll hear people say, oh, Mishawaka's a wrestling school. And that's got to make you feel really good just knowing that tradition. And there's a lot to be said when people say that, because, like I said, we take a lot of pride in our basketball. We feel like our football team is a great program. But when somebody says that Mishawaka is known for wrestling, you just know that that's coming from the parents down to the kids and maybe even down to grandkids at some point. And in your junior wrestling program, I know you want to give a shout out for what's going on there with the Mishawaka Wrestling Club, but this is a family event from those kids all the way up to their parents.
Oh, absolutely. And I think Al Smith, the man, the myth, the legend himself, is really the biggest part of, you know, making Mishawaka wrestling what it is. And then the coaches that have came before me and just kind of carried the torch and passed it on. And I'm happy and thankful to be a part of it and help lead the program forward. And like our club program's doing awesome. We have our new facility. Coach Yancey Grayless is doing a great job getting numbers. All our club coaches are doing an awesome job getting everybody, pulling parents in, getting them to help out, you know, new dads on the wall, helping mold our younger dads into coaches themselves.
If a parent wanted to get their kids involved in the Mishawaka Wrestling Club, how would they do that? They can always get in touch with the Mishawaka Athletic Department, but how would they do that, and what age group do you have working out there?
They would visit MishawakaWrestling.org, and we also have a Facebook page, Mishawaka Wrestling. That's kind of our general one that encompasses everything. But we are currently doing grades K through 8th grade right now, just kind of getting some of our middle school kids ready for their upcoming season. And the elementary wrestlers will be going all the way through March and the folk style season, maybe even wrestle some freestyle and Greco. But we're all the way K through 8th grade right now. And then even in the off season, we have some high school kids in there working out. And it's really cool to see a lot of these. It's really cool to have a lot of our high school kids in the room with these younger kids who just idolize them. So we're just trying to continue and build a rich culture here at Mishawaka High School.
Hey, Coach, I know you have some kids coming into the season ranked this year, and that's usually on reputation of what they've done the past year. Talk about some of the guys, and you've got a few girls who are starting to build their own tradition at Mishawaka.
Yeah, well, we're coming in with 7 ranked wrestlers in the state, and we actually have Angel Agnew is ranked 8th. She's our only girl wrestler ranked, but it was really awesome. Like, our first day in the room today, last year we only had three or four wrestlers that were our girl wrestlers, and we had six in the room today, and I think more is going to be coming pretty soon. So we're really trying to build that program up. Coach Yancey's kind of heading that. He has two younger girls in the program coming up, and we're really excited about that aspect. And the other guys, we have our boy wrestlers who are ranked in the state. They're in there, they're hungry, and they have something to prove. I told them today on day one, rankings don't mean anything. Whether it's your ranking or somebody else's you're wrestling against, then the only thing for yourself is to go out and take someone else's way.
Well, last year there were a few disappointments, but I know those were motivating disappointments that some of your younger guys probably took to heart and took that into the off season and worked hard. So this year you can have a lot of those success stories.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. It was kind of hard to end the year. A lot of their seasons at semi-state the way that they did. Cameron Powell went on to state. He's also ranked in the state coming into this season. But a lot of those guys who were just right there in that ticket round match are definitely extremely hungry. They're not satisfied with how last year turned out. And a lot of them still feel like they have something to prove this year.
Well, we're already working on the Al Smith Invitational, and December 29th, it should be an incredible field from Bloomington South to Indianapolis Cathedral all the way up to Edwardsburg and Elkhart and every place in between. Talk about that, just not having it last year because of safety and because of COVID, but bringing it back this year and just knowing how huge that will be for so many people across the state in high school wrestling.
I'm really excited that we're able to have it again this year. It was tough not to have it. It was really, really tough decision for all of us to kind of make that. We didn't know what direction things were going to go, but luckily, you know, things turned out. We ended up finishing our season. Coming into this year, again, it's something that we look forward to when we circle on the calendar. So many great wrestlers, so many kids ranked in the state, kids ranked in the nation. I like to call it really just like the state before the state up here. And, it's a great test for a lot of our athletes, and not just us, but everybody wants to come be a part of it and just see how they measure up.
Yeah. When you think about just building from that, you're going to take from the Al Smith, one of the greatest tournaments in the state. And then all of a sudden you have the team state. And I know that's a great honor for you guys to be invited back again this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's really nice to get our guys primed up at Al Smith. I feel like we never really come out of there too banged up. We go into team state. We wrestle pretty well, and I'm excited for it. I don't have a problem with it. I know some other teams don't really like the tough competition back to back, but you know, we prepare our guys for that.
Well, we appreciate your time tonight, and we appreciate all you do for Mishawaka. Opening match isn't too far away, and of course, the Northern Lakes Conference. You're going to have some teams gunning for you this year.
We're excited and we're ready for it. Thank you guys for having me on tonight, and go Cavemen.
All right. I appreciate it. That's Steve Sandifer, the head coach for the Mishawaka Caveman wrestling team. For all your Caveman information, you can go to cavemansports.com or get on Facebook or Twitter at Caveman Sports. It's a lot of fun to follow the Mishawaka Caveman all year long. And again, this Friday night, 7:30, the Mishawaka football team versus Michigan City. Come on out to Steel Stadium and follow the Caveman and see if we can hold up another championship trophy. For Sean Stiers, I'm Dean Huppard. You've been listening to Caveman Corner. Tune in again next Monday night at 7 o'clock as we'll have all the Mishawaka news and update you on what's happening in Mishawaka High School. Have a great night, everybody.
This has been Caveman Corner with Sean Stiers and Dean Huppert, presented by Midland Engineering, completing their first century of quality roofing experience. Caveman Corner, also sponsored by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, the School City of Mishawaka, Monterey Mexican Grill, Kevin Putt's First Midwest Mortgage, Bethel University Athletics, Trackside Fine Food and Spirits, and NRUGCO.
The home of Notre Dame football, Notre Dame basketball, the NFL, and the South Bend Cubs. This is Sports Radio 960 AM WSBT South Bend.